This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Good evening. The time is 5 p.m. Central here in Minneapolis, the Belly of the Beast. I am your guest host, Royce White. I'm the guest hosting InfoWars for the next hour. This segment, I just want to talk about my campaign a little bit. And then we're going to kick it back to Alex to talk more about this Buffalo situation, because nobody can speak to a situation like this better than he can. And then we're going to bring David Penn back in the later part of the hour to have some more interviews about broader issues, nationalism versus globalism and the World Health Organization treaty, which has fallen by the wayside given all of this other news. We can beat these people. We can beat these people if we dedicate and commit ourselves right here, right now. I don't want to hear that they're going to steal the election from us in 2022. I don't want to hear that they're going to steal the election from us from 2024. As an athlete, when the deck is stacked against you, you dig down deep, you bite your mouthpiece, you bite your tongue, you bite the inside of your lip, whatever it is, and you find a way. That's what grit is. That's the best thing America has to offer, is grit, it's pride, honor, sacred honor. We've been sold out. We've gotten the government we deserve, but we can turn it around. I'm running for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar, who is about as un-American as you could possibly imagine. She's in on it. She's in on it with the globalists. She's in on it with the leftists. She's in on it with the progressives, the AOCs, the anti-human, the transhuman. She's in on it with everybody she can be in on it with. And the scary thing is she has broad support and massive appeal to the mainstream media and commercial market. We have to become activated. We have to continue to support America First candidates all over this country. And if they cheat us, we will know it. We will know it, and we will respond as such. Now, I have to explain this to you in a little bit more depth so you can understand the uphill battle we face. There is a fundraising process in our country that is taking place right now. In the Republican establishment, in the Democrat establishment, everywhere in between. There are bundlers, third-party bundlers, brokers, who sign on to raise money for campaigns such as mine. And it comes with strings attached. And the strings are that the third-party broker gets 85% of the split. 85 cents on the dollar that American citizens donate through these brokers go straight into somebody's pocket. Now, during my campaign, I have made it clear to all of these third-party grifters that I will not allow them to scam the American people, the American taxpayer, the working class, our citizens, by agreeing to this 85-15 split. In fact, I told them nobody gets above 25%. As you can imagine, because the 85% is so commonly accepted, I have not been able to raise money like my primary opponent, Cece Davis, who raised $1.1 million and she's already spent a million of it, which has gone to these third-party donors. So go and check out my campaign website, RoyceWhite.us, if you have the chance. Also, continue to support Alex Jones. I cannot express enough my gratitude that he has gotten behind my candidacy and allowed me to speak to this audience, which is the most awake and spiritual audience in our country and around the world. Thank you for your support. I hear it every day, all the time. I'm getting your feedback. I love that people are open to politicians starting to talk about God again. I come from a Christian background, a Catholic upbringing, and there are problems in the Catholic Church as well. And I'll talk about those one day with a full throat. But today is not about that. Today is about the third party grifters who scam the American people. I'm kicking it to Alex Jones to talk about the Buffalo shooting because nobody can speak to these issues like he can. He is the czar. He is the guru around these types of situations. I'll be back with you after this next segment. Stay tuned. This is InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for joining us on this very, very serious emergency Sunday broadcast. Royce White with a special guest. David Penn is going to be coming back up for the balance of the hour. We are now into hour number two. And we have this terrible white supremacist attack at a black, predominantly black grocery store in Buffalo, New York. As predicted, he's an 18-year-old incel, and the corporate globalist media is saying, well, we need to ban all conservative media because it's their fault this happened, and we need to censor everybody in live time, and we need to take all the guns, despite the fact that he was red flagged a year ago, specifically saying he was going to use guns for violence and target minorities. And perfectly said, perfectly on time, the FBI, the Justice Department says that there are white supremacist attacks that are imminent, that white supremacist attacks are off the chart, though statistically they're incredibly rare, and that they were going to happen right before the midterms. And suddenly it happens, just like the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, which came out in court, was staged and led by the FBI. Was this completely staged and run by the FBI and Justice Department? We don't know that yet. But historically, in many cases, it is. We're not saying no one died. We're not saying a tragedy didn't take place. And we're not saying that tragedy isn't a terrible thing. What we're saying is, collectively, Republicans and conservatives and libertarians and populists and nationalists, white people are not to blame for what this crazy man did, and we decry it, and Dylann Roof at the church, years ago, killing 10 black people as well, and the terrible black supremacist at Kenosha running over people with his car because they were white, and the media covering that up, or Black Lives Matter connected groups going and shooting, you know, cops, including black cops just because they're cops. That's all wrong. But the globalists are about to implode the currency. They're bringing in a world government. They need a domestic crisis. They need a cascading civil war as the pretext to bring in phase two of the COVID lockdowns, the martial law race war lockdowns. So whenever thousands of white people get killed a year because they're white, the media covers it up. But when a crazy white person goes and kills innocent black people, women, first people they killed reportedly, you know, we have the live stream shooter video from Twitch. Is Twitch to blame? No. You can call somebody up on the phone while you're killing people. Is AT&T to blame? Well, then why was Gab blamed a few years ago when a white supremacist went into a synagogue and shot innocent people? Terrible crime. Because he put on Gab. He was about to do it 5 minutes before. Again, you do not blame the telecommunications mediums that people commit crimes on. When somebody calls up on 911, my husband's killing the children with a hatchet. Do you blame Verizon? Do you blame Southwestern Bell? I mean, it's crazy. So there's a lot of different facets to all of this that we're going to be breaking down and covering. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, my regular show to cover it all. Weekday mornings you have, of course, American Journal with Harrison Smith doing a great job, The War Room. But Royce White's about to come back and talk more about this with a special guest. He was supposed to be hosting today, but all of this came out, all of this unfolded, so I came in here to give you my breakdown of this. But here's the bottom line. The globalists are planning and provocateuring more of this. It follows the script. It's how I was able to specifically, exactly predict it all. Now, there's a bunch of these videos from the last year and a half, 2 years being posted to Band.Video right now. We have to have our own platforms. We're banned everywhere else to show you how right we were. I suggest you go watch them. But here's about 5 minutes or so of some of these specific, exact predictions, because I'm in the mind of the globalist and their war games and their anti-white propaganda, which they know will trigger some unstable white people to buy into this and go be in a race war, because there is an undeclared race war against white people run by the left to cause the real race war. So it's wrong. We love black people. We love white people. We love everybody. We need to be smart enough to see all the movies and all the shows that whites are the devil and there's going to be a civil war Get Out and The Purge and all of it, as the left tries to prepare with movies like The Joker for a civil war that collapses America. On the other side of it, they bring in absolute control over humanity. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Here is just a segment or just part of the last couple of years where I specifically predicted it. Last week, I did a whole segment on Friday, a few days ago, detailing it all. We'll be airing that tomorrow. We're going to play a few minutes of this, go to break, and come back with Royce White here on the live Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering.
And or a massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media. So you know what's coming.
And you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's why they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, but violence, my friends. And that's, so if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. So what are they going to do? They're going to attack a minority church or college or grocery store, some type of minority gathering. And they're either going to completely false flag it and do it 100% themselves, or they're going to find mentally ill, incel, white supremacist types that will really be devil worshipers, whacked out of their minds on prescription and illegal drugs. It'll be a 2 or 3 man idiot squad that'll go in and start shooting black people at a church. Then there'll be a backup team that'll kill them, claiming they committed suicide, who will then actually kill a couple hundred black people. Because the Satanists always start shooting people, and they kind of, wow, I'm actually killing somebody. This isn't as cool as I thought. And then they get killed by the black op team. The black op team then kills the lion's share of the people. They're going to want a big number, hundreds of dead black children. So if you go to a black church or you go to a, you know, rural, say, black grocery store, you better be packing. You better be watching. Because let me tell you, the deep states are coming. It's going to be the whole collapse of society, and you're going to be bad because you were a Republican voter, period. That's how they intend to do this, is connect the Republican Party to white supremacism and the Second Amendment to it. That's how they plan to overturn it. That's the whole program you're seeing right now. But if the people are aware of it, it's over. This is the New World Order's revolution. This is an assault, and it only gets worse from here. And that's why, no matter how much heat they get and how bad they look, and no matter how much everything they do falls apart, they are moving towards staging massive terror attacks and other crises to blame their opposition and frame us for terror so they can move directly against us.
They're going to try to launch a race war. They're going to pull off a false flag event, try to blame, of course, the gun owners and Trump supporters and Christians and so on. They will see if the people will comply to turn in their guns, which I believe people will not comply. That would be insane at this point, with the police being defunded and violent crime exploding, you know, all across liberal cities everywhere. People need self-defense more than ever, including, by the way, women and people of color, and also gays and lesbians and transgenders are buying guns more than ever before right now. So it's the left that's buying guns more than ever. So it's going to make gun control very difficult among left-wing legislators. So they're going to try to push a false flag, and they're going to try to take the guns. If we, the American people, if we surrender our guns, I believe we will be invaded.
They are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us.
Massive white supremacist attack they stage. That's all the pre-programming in the media, so you know what's coming.
Now they're pushing for violence and preparing real false flags, not just guys dressed up like white nationalists to discredit the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia. But violence, my friends, and that's why they're freaking out, because that's the card they want to play. That's the point we've gotten to.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
I'm your guest host, Royce White, and I'm back here from Minneapolis in the belly of the beast. And right now, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Please, please go support Infowars.com. Ultra 12 is back in stock at 40% off to provide you with the vitamins you need to keep your body healthy. We have a vitamin B12 formula that uses only the highest quality from available for a special 40% off. Made with methylcobalamin, the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, Ultra 12 provides you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help you support healthy nerve and brain cells, help make DNA, help the body produce energy, help product healthy blood cells, help produce healthy blood cells, and is essential for proper nervous system function. You can also save on Ultra 12 with all of the new InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack. We paired our top-rated products, Ultra 12 and Survival Shield X2, niacin iodine, for an unprecedented 40% off. We have limited supplies available, so be sure to act quick because this deal won't last long. Take advantage of these incredible deals and start boosting your energy production with the Core Combo Pack from InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to our agenda, and please go support Alex Jones. We cannot overstate how InfoWars is one of the last bastions of freedom, free speech, and truth in the entire world. I want to bring back in my guest, David Penn. We're going to touch on the World Health Organization treaty to underscore what Alex Jones was just alluding to. And David Penn brought this to my attention in the last few weeks, which I had not been aware of because I'm in the middle of a congressional district race with an American trader. You know, and before you go, David, and I want you to touch on the World Health Organization treaty and what you see it as and what you think it means. But before you go, I just want to read for people something here that, again, reiterates that this is not conspiracy theory. There are real conspiracies. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the U.S. public believes is false. That was CIA Director William J. Casey, and the globalist agenda and initiative is on full throttle. We know that race is a main catalyst of violence, anarchy, and distrust. David, WHO treaty, what do you think about it?
I think that six corporations control 90% of the media that is consumed here in the United States of America. So we don't really have choice. We have the illusion of choice. Therefore, the fact that, Royce, you weren't aware of this treaty situation, or that I didn't listen to Alex Jones for the last 15 years for all kinds of reasons, and suddenly I listened to him and I found out it was completely different than what I was led to believe it was, this is what you're talking about with this William Casey quote. This globalism issue has been going on for 2,000 years, but it really reached a high level of criticality after World War II. And in 1947, just after the war, our government under Harry Truman signed the World Health Organization Original Charter Treaty. And we are a signatory to that treaty, and we participated in it. We as a country saw the influence and the reach of the World Health Organization over the last several years as we suffered through this COVID-19 pandemic. Now, we find out maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I can only share with the audience what I understand, and the reason what why I say what I understand is there's an almost complete blackout of information about this World Health Organization 75th convention, going back to their formation in 1947. This is a very interesting convention they're going to have in Geneva, Switzerland. The Biden administration, apparently, from what I've been able to discern, in January proposed amendments to the treaty, which would pass control of the U.S. governmental authority to the World Health Organization in the event that a global health crisis or pandemic was declared. And because the treaty is already in place, these amendments will be passed, and the United States is going to cede its sovereignty to a globalist World Health Organization, United Nations world governance. So as Royce had said earlier in the broadcast, we're playing from the down position. We've lost control. And these amendments will take no action by our Congress, no ratification, no debate. From what I understand, that this will pass, that there is already a sufficient number of countries that are going to vote for this. And I just want the audience to understand that, you know, what's a health emergency? Could it be gun violence? Could it be an environmental crisis? Under what auspices will our control be transferred? But I want to say also, never fear, because this treaty is a piece of paper. I'm a political activist working in Minnesota. I work in the Republican Party. I believe that every person in this audience that we represent, the most aware, knowledgeable, and spiritually alive media audience on the planet Earth. And the first step, of course, is that awareness. But when you reach that awareness, we got to get active. I got active. I wasn't active for years. I abdicated my authority and trusted in other men to lead me and to govern my country. And I realized they're evil people. So because we have a constitution, because we have a political process, I am fully empowered by my constitution in the most lawful and in the most beautiful ways, using oratory and composition, to engage in a political process and speak to you, the audience, and encourage you with these words to please on Monday. Call, every one of you, call your local political unit. It's a precinct. It could be a basic political operating unit. You put your city in and you go Republican Party. I know some people don't like the Republican Party or they don't like the Democrat Party, but let's work within the party system, because that is the fastest and most powerful way that we, the people, can reclaim our government, which is our government of the people, by the people, for the people. And if we get involved and we work together as one family, one American family, we can remove these evil people, these globalist evil people, from our governance, take it back with sacred honor. And this WHO World Health Organization treaty can be ripped up by a new American government, and we can regain our freedom and our sovereignty and our sacred honor. Royce, I want to thank you for letting me say that. It's been weighing heavy on my heart. I want every person on Monday to get involved, every single listener.
Thank you for that motivational speech, and he couldn't be more right. We do have to take this government back. We are in the 12th hour. Right now is the time, and if we come together and we get active, we can take our country back. We cannot be nihilists. We cannot be hopeless. We have to do what we have to do in order to take America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible.
You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
For those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So what I've tried to do, what my administration's tried to do, is let's grow those manufacturing sectors like clean energy, some of these new technologies that are coming up. Let's focus on those. We've set up, for example, manufacturing hubs where we work with universities, local businesses, local governments to create research labs that can take something like 3D printing or nanotechnology or all kinds of stuff that I can't really explain because, you know, scientists and really smart people know all about it, and said, let's invest in this so that when the new jobs come, they're coming here. But I got to tell you that the days when you just being willing to work hard, and you can now walk into a plant and suddenly there's going to be a job for you for 30 years or 40 years, that's just not going to be there for our kids.
The sine qua non of black bourgeoisie sellouts, Barack Obama. I just wanted to play that clip for you all so that you can see what it looks like ex post facto for an elected official of the highest office in our country to stand before the American people in a town hall setting under the banner of a mainstream media institution like PBS and tell a complete lie. What he just admitted to there was to give over the sovereignty and the future of the American working class and American citizenship to a technocratic cabal. We have research labs. We have coalitions between universities and tech companies who deal in technology that I don't understand because they're smarter than me. That's scientism, folks. I want to bring back in David Penn for one final segment and thought right now to talk about nationalism and globalism, because I see the two sides being God versus Satan, obviously, in the spiritual. But politically, at the highest level, we're talking about nationalism versus globalism. And David Penn, you were a former international businessman and still are an international businessman yourself. And as you and I have said before and discussed and agreed upon, and I have said on this show, that America was supposed to be a nation of shopkeepers, that the Second Amendment paired with the entrepreneur, the independent business owner, created a safeguard against economic imperialism. And we see that those safeguards are being warred against every day. And the effort to take our Second Amendment rights is on the move, but also the attempt to tear apart the middle class, but also the middle market. So I want to give you the last 5 minutes of this segment to talk about your thoughts on the middle market, because I think a lot of people don't understand that the independent entrepreneur in this country is really one of the biggest targets of the globalist elite.
Royce, you're exactly correct. And the reason why that is the people that are in the middle market, the independent business people that, like myself, I slept in a car when I was 17 years old. I didn't get any money from my family. I dug it out of the side of a mountain with my hands, breaking my fingers. Those people that have worked their lifetime to create their own reality, it's because of our freedom. We have freedom to create. And we also have thanksgiving and gratefulness, many of us, if not most of us, because we know there's a great deal of divine providence involved with actually succeeding as an entrepreneur. Every day, you're really depending on yourself. And if you're really smart about it, you recognize you're really depending on God. And, you know, not to pass this by, globalism, nationalism are two ends of the same system. We've waxed and waned between globalism and nationalism for 2,000 years. It's not globalism per se that's evil. It's the faithlessness of the globalist that's evil. We could have a faithless nationalist government that was corrupt. And in fact, it was the nationalism of the Third Reich and of Japan in the World War II period, which really discredited nationalism and led to this kind of globalist architecture. It justified creating global governance. And the story was that through global governance, we would avoid holocausts like we suffered in the World War II period. But because the globalists themselves, the people that want to lead this, are faithless, they're secular humanists, they don't believe in the sanctity of life, they're not capable of governing the world in a beautiful human-centered way. And
David, as you and as you and I have discussed, and we agree upon that in order to have freedom, you have to have self-governance. But in order to have self-governance, you have to have faith. And I think it was St. Thomas Aquinas that said, it's not law and order that we want. It's peace and order. Peace and order. Man can have peace when he submits his passions to his reasons and his reason to God. And if you can have peace with himself, then you can have peace with others. And thus you create order. I understand what you're saying about globalism not being the issue per se, but I have told you before that it is my opinion that borders in a post mapped out world where there is no new land to go venture to, that the borders actually place humble constraints on man's ambition to conquer. That at one point the impetus towards imperialism or colonialism or globalism, the early stages of globalism, are constrained by nation states and sovereign borders. And I think it's a very technical philosophical argument to understand the mechanism culturally on man's ambitions and from a psychological standpoint, that it's not for you to conquer the entire world. And it's not that humans can't come together in a collaborative effort to have peace and accord across this great nation. But that oftentimes, especially in our time and for the last 60 to 70 years since after World War II, we have seen many of those efforts be corrupted right down to the bone. Your thoughts?
And I want to say, Royce, that Royce, in the same sentiment, it's the middle market business people, the small businessman, that is a limit to the ambition of the globalist corporation. That's why such a great effort is being made to get rid of the middle market, because we're generally believers in God and we're there to serve. We're not crass materialists just talking about price. We're there for our customers. We're there for our employees. We go about our business with love. And that is an affront to the globalist. So
understand what David Penn is saying right here. And David, we thank you for your time today and joining us and sharing your insights. And hopefully when I get the guest host in the future, we can have you back as well. Godspeed, brother. I appreciate your time. But I want everybody to understand what Brother Penn is saying right now. He is saying, do not be misguided into believing that your ability to own something, whether it be a piece of property, your car, a business that creates, do not be misled into believing that those things are inherently evil, that in fact, the independent business owner is a bastion against the globalists that we come to despise. And Alex Jones is one, David Penn is one.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high quality vitamin B12, It energizes every other vitamin, mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am your host, Royce White, finishing up the bottom of the hour here with InfoWars, and I appreciate Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team for allowing me to host the mothership for the past 2 hours. Thank you to David Penn and his time that he shared with us today and his insights. Thank you to Alex as well for dropping in and doing some live work during the broadcast. To finish up here, I want to talk about the end game, Satan's end game. And I talk about the spiritual a lot because I believe that the spiritual is where we can go to start to rebuild this nation and this world in the proper way. They say that politics is downstream from culture. Well, culture is downstream from the spiritual. And we have a spiritual rot. We have a spiritual decay. And I think, like I said earlier, you know, Democrats and Republicans alike have been guilty of trading our sovereignty, our freedoms, our citizenship over to a corrupt elite. And you have two distinct differences between the Republican trade-off and the Democrat trade-off. In my opinion, many Republicans traded their freedoms for security. The Democrats traded their freedoms for material, radical materialism, a material high. But it's in effect, it's the same thing. And that impetus is how we ended up with a centrist globalist uniparty that is doing Satan's work. And they are doing Satan's work. But even they are a little in the dark, I believe, about what Satan's real agenda is. Some of them. Some of them are just Satanists. And I want to talk about the Satanists and the Satanist agenda. It's my belief that Satan's game that he's playing right now is to make God so angry that he just destroys the entire thing. That's the end game, ladies and gentlemen. To make God so upset, so sad, so disgusted with the way the world has turned out, with what people have become, with the way we treat each other, with the way we revere his blessings, his gifts, children being first and foremost, that he just says, oh, time to reset. It's over. Time to start again. And you can see this impetus on the left in that, you know, it's one thing to kill other people. And during World War II, we did a lot of killing of other people, and we've done so ever since, despite any of these globalist collaboratives to try and upend geopolitical conflict and wars and military deaths. What we see, in fact, is that people have become more prone to killing themselves, whether it be physically, spiritually, health-wise, informationally. Many people have bought in, have signed up for the decay. And I told my friend David earlier when we were talking before we jumped on air that, you know, yes, the elites are corrupt. There's no doubt about that. Yes, they have for generations conspired to undermine citizenship, to undermine freedom, faith, God, all of the ideas that we hold true, dignity, humility. The list goes on. But ultimately, you get the government you deserve. Every constituency of people around the world, the free people of the world, have gotten the government that we deserve because we didn't want to stand up. We didn't want to be Alex Jones. Now, many of us are fans of Alex, and we respect Alex, and we're grateful for him. But we'd be all lying if we didn't admit that there are certain circles, certain places, certain times in our daily lives or throughout our life where we were afraid. We were afraid to admit to watching Alex Jones. We were afraid to admit that we believed the things Alex Jones said. And I had an encounter like that not too recently with the Washington Post when they attempted to do a hit piece in which they associated me with Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and many others as being far right or an extremist. And I told the journalist of that article that I'm not ashamed that I admire Alex Jones. I'm not ashamed to call Alex Jones an American hero. I believe he's an American hero. I believe it to the point where I'm willing to admit it in any circles. I tell as many people as I can that they should listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars if they want to understand a 30,000 foot view of what humanity and society face today. And he has been one of the few that have been willing to wrestle with the idea that Satan has a game, he has an initiative, he has an agenda, and he is playing it out through the political realm. He is playing it out through the corporatocracy, technocracy, technology, scientism, all of the many avenues that a supernatural being like Satan has at his disposal to play his wicked game of lies. But the first step to combating Satan is that we ourselves have to commit to not lie. I ain't sure people tell their white lies here and there, and we can argue about how consequential those lies are, but the reality is, in the places where it mattered most, in the places where we were commissioned by God to hold the line, to not bend the knee, to not capitulate, we did. We did, and we've done it for too long. There should be 1,000 people in the streets of every small community across this country, not up in arms and to create anarchy and chaos, but to march to the front door of the establishment and say, we want our country back. We want our lives back. We understand the value of our citizenship. We want our citizenship back. We want our ability to live closer to God back. We don't want all of these systemic, globalist, institutional, corrupt roadblocks standing in the way of our spiritual faith played out in the physical world. And much of that has happened. And much of it we let happen. Again, I believe Satan's end game is to make God so upset that he just erases the entire thing. God's winding up. And I go back to the sanctity of life because I believe that is the best example of how far we've fallen from the path. 40 to 50 million babies aborted every single year. I mean, let that sink in. Really let it sink in that we have conversations on a daily basis about minority groups who are endangered or at risk. Minority groups of whatever variety that are at risk, that are marginalized. Nobody has been more marginalized in this country's history than the unborn. The first action step to restoring our national honor and our sacred honor is to protect the citizenship of the unborn. And I said this online the other day, and I had somebody tell me, by definition, children who are not born are not citizens. This is the level of cognitive dissonance and corruption and evil that we are facing. But we have to become just as committed and action-oriented in our faith and our belief as they are in their disbelief and their non-faith. And we can do that. And we have to find enjoyment in that. We have to reject the material high. We have to reject the radical materialism that they have birthed and they have set in the center of the stage. We have to reject that in order to get back closer to the path, to get back closer to God. And in that, we can find the power and the strength and the courage and the clarity to reclaim our country, our citizenship, our sovereignty, to reclaim our ability to live as we want to live, close to God. I appreciate your time today. My name is Royce White. I am your guest host for InfoWars. I appreciate Alex Jones. I appreciate the entire InfoWars team for giving me a platform to speak to this audience. And it is the most awake, most spiritually alive audience in the entire world. RoyceWhite.us is my campaign website. Feel free to go and make a donation. I am running for United States Congress against Ilhan Omar. And the first thing we have to do is to take back our government through our elections. Please continue to support Alex Jones and InfoWars. Please follow me on social media. I'm on all social media for the time being, but I'm sure that time may be limited. I appreciate each and every one of you. God bless America. The time is now. We have to restore our national honor and our sacred honor. Thank you. Godspeed.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.